now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, Richie Paradise from the Narco Lounge Combo has the honour of being our first musical release of the year. Richie's going to be stopping by to talk about the new album. In Dear Coop, Bruce has written me a letter this week about a little place that he visited on advisement of the Cocktail Nation. Plus, we'll find out what is Cubist Cocktail. It'll blow your mind. Right now, Project Pimento on the Cocktail Nation to kick us off.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
With the Tiki Tones and CX9. It sounds like a Hyundai car, but no, it's not. Now, some great news with the Narco Lounge Combo, a brand new release. It's called Fall in Love with the Narco Lounge Combo.
Cocktail Nation.
Richie Paradise on the line, and I'm very excited to have you as one of the first people on the show for 2019. And you guys have just bolted out of the gate and got a release out as quickly as possible with Fall in Love with Narco Lounge Combo. Congratulations.
Thanks, Cliff. It's, well, it hasn't been that long since the last album, but we just had a bunch of material, and why not get it out to the world for a bit of welcome good news for 2019. So, yeah, brand new Narco Lounge album.
The track that we played on the Coctonation for the very first show of 2019 was Your Dog Is Looking at Me. What's the story behind that?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, songs kind of gradually develop with us. David, who essentially writes everything, he had a little sort of Latin idea, and then we sort of get together, and quite often he just sends them to me at gigs, and I came up with a little cowbell Latin groove, and somehow the lyrics came along, and his take on it is it's some tongue-in-cheek, very bad advice on how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he likes to kind of take, there's a lot of sleeves in there, isn't there? And you know, get a bit of a sexy Latin groove going on and then have some kind of sleazeball trying to talk to girls on it is kind of a good partnership, I think. And it's a really fun song to play. When we do it, you really see people kind of get into that groove, and then whether they actually hear what he's saying, I don't know. But yeah, it's a great tune. It's a great one to kick an album off with.
Well, it's fantastic for you, you know, that you guys are, you know, like, you know, you've got a release out for 2019. I love the fact that you guys are working all the time and you're always bringing out new albums, which is just great. Hardworking lounge band.
Yeah, it's always fun to, you know, go back to those old songs. And I've got a whole album, I think, of things like of just versions of Taboo and Caravan by all sorts of people. And it's just interesting to see where people take these, you know, classics. I mean, I play a lot of jazz and swing music, and with, you know, different bands will play the same song two days running, but they're completely different. And that's the beauty of that kind of stuff, just seeing where it goes. And
it's the nature of lounge music, really, is it? It's often taking old tracks and making them your own. I mean, it's been kind of the thing since day one, I suppose, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, especially as David has a real love of electronic music as well, and in a way, a lot like those old guys did. They kept discovering things all the time, didn't they? And they started experimenting, and you know, like he's added a little bit of you know, dare I say it, hip hop and dubstep, if that means anything to a lot of your listeners, but especially like dubstep, which is quite a UK style of dance music. But he's taken bits of those and added it to to a classic. So it's it's fun. You know, it's why I really love playing with this band. Is it's not just doing the lounge thing. It's, you know, it's chucking a few other bits and pieces in there. It's keeping it interesting, and yeah, it's fun.
Well, congratulations. First track of the year, Fall in Love with Narco Lounge Combo. Richie, it's been a pleasure talking to you once again.
Great to be back, and I hope everybody listening has a great 2019 of wonderful lounge music and lots of Cocktail Nation.
Here's the Narco Lounge Combo. Your dog is looking at me on the Cocktail Nation.
Take a ride, I could teach you how to swim. My transistor radio plays all the hits. I like to dance real close. We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation.
My dear Lorenzo, you take my hand and understand the tears that I have cried. We light the candles and pour the wine and laugh as if you'll never leave my side. You take me in your arms and tell me that I'll always be the only one. And then you're gone. You come to see me on a Saturday, presenting peonies, knowing just what to say. We dance until the break of dawn. I turn my back and then you're gone. Swirling in a sea of stars, twirling to the strum of guitars. No one tangles quite the way you do, but now my dancing days with you are through. Song, you swear your love and then you're gone. Save your breath, don't make me yawn. You've had your chance. Now just be gone.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ricky Derrick.
Aloha, this is Andy Nazelle of Tiki Joe's Ocean.
From Waikiki Beach, this is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody, this is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Cocktailnation with Warren Barker and Flute Rout, Pink Martini, and Then You're Gone. It is lounge leader Coop Cooper with you on the website cocktailnation.net, and you can always get in touch with me. Links on the website.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
This one from Bruce this week. He says, "Hey Coop, just a quick note to let you know that I'm all in. I made it a point to stop by the Golden Tiki when I found myself in Las Vegas on a Thursday night. The Sharps really put on a great show, and the Golden Tiki is dark and the drinks are nice and strong like it should be. Keep on doing what you're doing. Love the Cocktail Nation." Thanks, Bruce. And Bruce also says, "P.S. When will you monetize your website and sell Cocktail Nation branded items?" That's not something I'm really into. I don't really need the money for that sort of stuff, so I just haven't really got into it. But I suppose the only thing I probably do sell is my books, and I've got links on my website there, cocktailnation.net. So, yeah, you can buy some books if you want, and there's some free books there as well. But, I don't really need to do that. Here's John Barry and On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Get in touch, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, the email.
Coop Cooper, swank extraordinaire.
You're an unusual man who speaks seven languages. You're an athlete. You're more than up to the physical requirements of the job.
Lounge Lothario DJ, Coop Cooper.
The Cocktail Nation.
I'm Yoshiko. Oasis charmer, I'm your knight in shining armor. I'm your dozen roses farmer. I'm your guy. I'm a supper club fanatic. Thunderstorm, electrostatic. From 3 points, I'm automatic. I'm your guy. Now if you want a carriage ride and an escort to the ball, my horse is waiting right outside. Just give me a call. Well, I take meetings. I'm a player. I eat breakfast with the mayor. I will be your dragon slayer. I'm your guy. Some golf with Jack and Arnie. He even wrote some songs for Barney. I'm your guy.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Singing Blue Mantilla and John Pizzarelli, I'm Your Guy. Well, I'm your guy for retro magazine type stuff with Lounge Life magazine on the go. It's your free Flipboard magazine. Check out links via the website cocktailnation.net. If you're on the Flipboard platform, simply type in Cocktailnation Lounge Life magazine or just Lounge Life magazine and it should pop up. You can experience the best in jazz in Harlem, the birthplace of bebop. We've got a great story there. And Oscar winner Andre Previn has passed away at the age of 89. You can read those stories and a whole lot more via Lounge Life magazine. And here is Andre Previn now and Light Blue.
these people staring at you. They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where you going tonight? Where you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
He's a man who gets into some very hot spots. And some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
When you get all set to go into your big love scene, the night must be right, the mood must be slow, the wine must be high, and the lights must be low. And I recommend some music in the background. For when you're fumbling for the right words to say, you'll find that music will go a long way. Music is better than words. You break the spell when you start to speak. That technique is all wrong. Just forget about words and sing her a song. Music was made for romance. Love and a sweet song go hand in glove. Every lover knows this. And the sweeter the song, the sweeter the kiss. When you're without love, you cry, and your song is the blues. But when you've got love, you're high, and your song is a gay refrain, a happy strain that sings out the news. Don't let the night go to waste, looking for ways to say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better than words. Say I love you. Take your cue from the birds. Music is better. Music is better than words.
Cocktailnation with Seth MacFarlane. Music is much better than words. Quincy Jones and Fever on the Cocktailnation. Look at the Water Swank gig guide for pastime albumclocks.com. On Wednesday night, Dallas, Texas, Bourbon and Banter is Ricky Derrick. On Thursday, as Bruce discovered in Las Vegas, it's the Sharps at the Golden Tiki. Coming up in May, Tiki Caliente. In June, Hukilau. In August, Tiki Oasis. And the Big Toe Gratification book release is on at the Orleans Casino Bailwick Pub, April 19. Now, I've got a concept that's going to blow your mind. It's called Cubist Cocktail.
Cocktail Nation.
I'm joined by a Sydney boy who is now living in Sweden and taking the world by storm in the cocktail area. Andrew joins me. Andrew, great to talk to you. Now, you contacted me just earlier this week talking about a thing called Cubist Cocktail. What's that all about?
First off, it's an absolute pleasure to be on air with you, mate. I've got to give you some love on your platform, because I tell you what, since discovering you, I can't get enough of these smooth tunes that you're playing.
Well, it fits perfectly with cocktail drinks, doesn't it? I mean, it meshes perfectly. That's what it's kind of all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, to answer your question, Cubist Cocktail, it's my entry into this year's Bacardi Legacy competition. So, Bacardi Legacy is actually one of the world's biggest cocktail competitions. For anyone that hasn't heard of Bacardi Legacy or doesn't know kind of how these things operate, it's very similar to the Olympics for bartending. And it's a big deal, and a lot comes from these competitions. And this year I'm representing Sweden. I've been living here now for 3 years and enjoying every moment of it, taking every opportunity that comes my way. And this is where it's led me right now.
What differentiates you from other contestants in this competition? I'm curious as to how this works.
Yeah, so essentially how the process works is you come up with an idea or a story, and you attach a drink to it, you submit it in, and then you go through regionals and nationals and then globals. So for me, I haven't chosen to tell a story. I'm doing analytical approach to art theory and how art theory relates to Bacardi and how it relates to us as we drink and enjoy cocktails.
Right. So what does that look like? It sounds very mathematical.
Yeah, it's an interesting process, and I think that's kind of what separates me from a lot of people competing this year and in past years. Generally speaking, you know, they'll talk about something emotional, they'll talk about overcoming adversity, they'll talk about, you know, a message or a piece of advice that someone has given them and how they've adapted that to their life. Whereas I've chosen to showcase art and how we perceive art and how perspective and experience results in us enjoying a piece of art, enjoying a drink, enjoying each other's company. So it is it's a new concept, but it's playing really well. And that's what separates my drink, my story, and myself from everybody else.
So are you putting your drink as a high form of art? Is that what we're looking at here, if I was to look at what you're making at this very moment?
Yeah, it's a funny concept, actually, because art, the word art is a very loaded word, Coop. You know, what I'm doing isn't artistic in any form. I'm essentially just a drink monkey. I'm mixing a couple of ingredients in the tin, hoping that it turns out good and hoping that the guest likes it. But where I differentiate is the process that it takes to create a drink, and the process that, more importantly, it takes to enjoy the drink. So before I get into the specifics of the cocktail, I use a pastille. And pastille, for anyone that doesn't know, it's an aniseed licorice-ish style liqueur, and it's not something that everybody loves. Some people find it quite unagreeable. Some people really love it. However, it's something that's contrasting. It's something that really challenges you to understand and find it and find its place within the drink itself. And there is where the art theory comes in. I think I can explain this in a simpler term. So Cubist, it's inspired by the Cubist movement of the early 20th century, where Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque, they focus on fragmentation. So instead of showcasing art as it was then constituted, a 3D form and a realistic approach, they looked at one image and they understood perspective. And they understood that fragmenting this perspective offered a different view on the same image. And I think that's very relevant to how we enjoy cocktails.
Absolutely. So when you step up on stage and you're making your cocktail, are you calling it the Cubist cocktail?
I just call it Cubist, actually. I think removing the words the and cocktail really frees it up as a concept and as a theory, because I'm removing the parallels to it being just the drink, and I'm applying the notion that this is a theory and an idea. It's more of a state of mind than an actual entity.
Right. When this competition takes place, when is that taking place?
The national finals is on the 11th of March here in Sweden, and I'll be competing against two others. It'll be in a really large hall in Stockholm, in front of about 250 to 300 people. So I'm really excited to get up on stage and finally see the fruits bear, and then have my moment in the sun and be able to explain to people, all of my hard work and explain this new and kind of analytical approach to cocktail making and cocktail competing, something that people haven't really seen before.
Andrew, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. Best of luck. Congratulations.
Cheers, Coop. It's been an absolute pleasure. All mine. Cheers.
Well, incredible stuff. And, I feel a whole lot dumber after talking to a good friend about Cuba's cocktails. He's blowing my mind. So I thought, let's find some songs about shapes. Why not? Ethel Innes, a little bit square, but nice on the continuation.
June night, then you came and broke the ice. I gotta admit, it's crazy. A little bit square, but nice. Out from undercover, I became a lover, listening to your advice. I gotta admit, I like it. A little bit square, but nice. Slip one old heart. How could such a hip one catch the dart, then fall apart? Guess I made a boo-boo when I dug the voodoo. Now I'm digging shoes and rice. I gotta admit, it's crazy. A little bit square, but nice. I gotta admit, it's crazy. A little bit square, but nice. I gotta admit, I like it. A little bit square, but nice. How could Cupid slip one into this old heart? How could such a hip one catch the dart, then fall apart? Guess I made a boo-boo when I dug the voodoo. Now I'm digging shoes and rice. I gotta admit, it's crazy. A little bit square.
Send audio to thecocktailnation@gmail.com.
Hi, it's Hayley. Shout out to my friend Kai.
Hi, this is Lonnie. Shout out to Patty, Cruz, Michael, Beck, Natasha. Oh my God, who else? Janine, Vanessa, Charlene. Oh my God, everyone. All my friends and family.
Cocktail Nation.
Love and the cats can't hate. He's a champ in a drape.
Champ in a
drape. Champ in a drape.
Champ in a
drape. He's a champ in a drape.
Champ in a drape.
And you can dig that he is thinking. Hypermise a man for all his gold. Some say he's a hipster, and some say nicks. But everyone's solid when it gets his kicks. He's a shape in a drape.
Shape in a drape.
He's a shape in a drape.
Shape in a drape.
Shape in a drape.
Shape in a drape.
And he's sure alive and kicking.
Cocktail Nation.
Tell me his name again.
Cooper.
Lounge Lothario DJ.
Cocktail Nation, Charlie Parker, Dewey Square, and Joe Jackson, Shape in a Drape. I thought we'd dedicate that to our Aussie slash Swedish friend, Andrew. And he's been talking about Cubist Cocktail. I'm looking forward to seeing more of this man. Next week on the show, Gary Wells is back with another book recommendation in Words with Wellesley. And don't forget, Cocktail Nation, now live on Amazon Alexa. Alexa users can enable it by invoking Alexa Start Cocktail Nation Podcast. Going to leave you with Frank Sinatra, and It Happened in Monterey. Stay here.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars, guitar, lips red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I fear that it was mine. It happened in Monterey, and without thinking twice, I left her and I threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart, how it longs for that sweetheart that I left in old.